after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Mm-hmm. Notice that. That's a powerful verse in the scripture. Jesus did die. Thank God he's alive again forevermore, never to die again. He said, whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people. That's what Moses did. He sprinkled, according to scripture here, that all the people were sprinkled with the blood, Brother Hyde. That's a lot of people. There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people. And in this time, and here's the blood, he said, but was dedicated without blood. There was neither was the first testament was dedicated without blood. But Moses did this. He was commanded this by God. Here's a type. Here's a shadow. Here's an example. Thank God, this is not the real, but it's picturing the real. He said, saying this. Notice in verse 20, saying this is the blood of the testament, the Old Testament. The old covenant that God gave them, he said, which God hath enjoined unto you. This is the Old Testament. He told them in the last verse of chapter 8, and we'll turn back there, look back there a little bit later on if we get there this morning, but he did tell them that he made the first oath. He said that which can't wax old is ready to vanish away. And it's ready to vanish away, Brother. I really believe in that chapter and in that verse. He was speaking to them directly in time, but I believe the meaning of that is of a future day. It's going to vanish away. Thank God Christ is going to reveal himself to a Hebrew people that he's bought, thank God, on Calvary. That old way that they still hold on to today is going to vanish away. It'll be no good to them, and they'll see him as he is when that day comes. He's coming back, Brother Todd. He's coming again to this earth, and he's coming for the Hebrew people. We'll be gone. We'll be called up. Dead in Christ will rise. We which are alive and remain. The Gentile church, I believe, will be raptured out here. We'll be in the presence of God. He's coming back to this earth for a people, thank God. He said here in the scripture, this blood testament, the Old Testament, knows this, which God hath enjoined unto you. He enjoined that to them. This was what they had. This was the way of God. This really was in a time in this Old Testament time. It really was, Brother High Church. It really was accepted and received of God for a year.
Right.
Because that's what God gave them. He enjoined that unto them. Mm-hmm. This was not something that Moses and the people and man's religion come up with. This was a blood sacrifice. I'm getting ahead of myself. But it was a blood sacrifice. And Cain and Abel, this goes all the way back to the beginning, Brother Todd. And they made sacrifice to God. And Abel had a blood sacrifice, and God did receive it. He did reject the sacrifice that came by his own hands. I have to believe, Brother Church, if Cain had done well, God would have received it. He told him that. He told him that, Brother Hyde, if thou doest well, if thou doest good, if he had come with a God, I know, I'm just talking about it on the man's side. I know that he was never God's, and God was, listen, he wasn't one of the lambs that was slain. Well, I understand, know that, but God did tell him, God did tell him, if thou doest well, if he had brought the right sacrifice, I'd have to believe that God would receive it, because that's what God gave.
Yeah.
If he'd have brought a blood sacrifice, then he'd have been received of God, Brother Todd. He wasn't going to. He never was his, and he rejected that. And he had rebellion in his heart. And God told him sin lies at the door. We know what happened after that. But the blood sacrifice, that was enjoined to them. That goes all the way back to there. Church, that was before the law. And God gave that to them. They made a blood sacrifice. Abel did and Cain did not. Abel was received, his was received and accepted before God, and Cain's was not, because it was not bloody. This is a picture. I'm telling you, it's a shadow, it's a figure. This is not the real, but it is a shadow of the real.
He said here in the Word of God, he said this, that had joined up more, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. Everything had to be this blood. You go to the Passover, go to Passover, which was past Cain and Abel, but during the Passover time, what did God say? He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That was the only way that the death angel, that death was not going to come to that household, was that blood was on that doorpost and that lintel. But that's a shadow. That's a picture. That's a figure of the real. That's not the real, but it was the real to them in that day, because that's what God gave.
Right.
It's pointing to Christ. It's blood. It's blood. And that is blood. And it has to be blood. He said here in the Word of God, he said in all that, in no sense, in almost all things, are by the law purged with blood. They're purged with blood. Purged with blood. Notice this, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself last part to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? We spoke about that last week. He said, how much more shall the blood of Christ, the blood of goats, the blood of cut calves, that blood that was on the doorpost from heaven, that blood sacrifice that Abel made, that was received of God. It was, God received that because that's what God gave. Here's leading to and pointing to and shadowing the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ, he said, is purged with blood. All things are purged with blood. He spoke about purging your conscience. He's talking about the blood of Christ does that. It purges it. It cleanses it. It flushes out the bad and there ain't nothing left but the good. That's exactly what purging means. You, that ain't no good, you purge it out, you get rid of it.
That's right.
You move in a house today that's 20 years old, Brother Robert, and the water ain't run in 20 years, you probably want to purge them lines before you go to drink it. What are you doing? You're cleaning it out. You're making it useful. You're making it worthy to carry the water that you would drink. You're not just going to go drink it, and it ain't letting up run through it. I wouldn't. Probably wouldn't taste too good. Probably wouldn't be good for you. But it wouldn't taste good. You got to purge it out. So then that's what he did. He said all things are by the law purged with blood. It's always been blood. There's never been anything else. There's never been anything else. But when Adam and Eve sinned against God, God had to shed blood. He clothed them with coats from animal skin.
Yeah.
And he killed them animals. God did.
Yeah.
And he took the skin off of them, the hide off of them, and he made clothing for them to cover their nakedness. Blood.
Right.
Blood. They sinned. They was wrong in the sight of God. Death came upon men. We understand and know that. But God took blood. There had to be blood shed. There was shed the blood before that sin could be covered. In that Old Testament way, Sister Linda, when they went once a year, that's all that happened. That's all that happened. The blood was shed for the high, but the sin was covered. It never was cleansed.
Right.
Washed away.
Right.
They never was saved to the uttermost. It never was a final thing. It never was. That's why they had to keep going back. He said, first, it says, and without shedding the blood, God said, there's no remission. If there wasn't bloodshed, then they had no remission. It wasn't going to talk that they had a little bit of remission, but they didn't have it all. God said, if there's no bloodshed, there's no remission. You don't have any. There's none. You're still in your sin. Your sins are not covered for a year in this Old Testament, in this Old Covenant. And listen, this morning, if Christ's blood has not washed a man's sins away, Sister Linda, then he's still in his sins. Because the shed blood of Christ, thank God, is the remission for all sin. It's the remission of all my sins, Brother High. He bought me on Calvary. He shed his blood. My sins were remitted right then. I know before the foundation of the world they were, because he was slain. In the eyes of God, it was set, thank God. And I'm talking about on the day that he gave up the ghost, he shed his life's blood, my sins were remitted. Gone.
Right.
They washed away. That's why he said, when we sing that song, what sins are you talking about? Don't remember them no more. They're gone, Sister Linda. God Almighty, listen, you're guilty, you're sinful before God. You're guilty and you're condemned to death and hell, Brother Todd. That's where we're at. We're condemned. But now, God don't even remember. He don't see the sin.
Right.
Because he sees, thank God, you in Christ
whose blood washed that away. And when you're in Christ, who has no sin? He's perfect. He is in the likeness of sinful flesh, yet without sin. He had no sin. He has no sin. And when you're in Him, listen, child of God, I'm telling you, because the blood has remitted your sin, there's remission of sin. Because the blood, He said, without the shed of blood, there's no remission. But when there is shed blood, Christ's blood that was shed, listen, in the eyes of God this morning, child of God, He's telling them that. He's pointing to Christ, and He's pointing to days to come for Hebrew nation also. But I'm telling you, in Christ, when God looks upon you, listen, child of God, you're perfect. You're sinless.
Right.
You're justified. Listen, you have to be, brother. I have to be in the eyes of God. I have to be in the eyes of God. I have to be. I'm not Jesus Christ. But I have to be as perfect and sinless as He to enter in before God.
Sure.
I have to be.
Sure.
He holds His righteous. God ain't going to allow no sin, no mess in His presence. He's not going to.
No.
He received the Son because He's perfect. He died. He lives. Sinless. He died. He's received of the Father. Thank God. The Father received, Brother Robert, the perfect sacrifice that Christ did on Calvary. And when you're in Him, He receives the same sacrifice. He does not receive you for who you are. Don't cut me off. Hear me out. Other than you're a child of God.
Right.
Other than Jesus Christ died, paid for your sin, washed you clean, and now you have no sin, He receives you in Christ.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
There's no adding, no taking away. But He said the shed of blood is no remission. That's absolutely. Listen, in the holiness and righteousness of God, there's never been no remission of sin without shedding the blood. Go all the way back to the beginning, all the way to now, all the way into eternity. Future, eternity past, there's never been no remission of sin without shedding the blood.
Right.
That's why God, listen, Genesis means, it really means beginnings. That's why God started out that way, Brother Robert, because it was always forever settled in heaven that shedding the blood would be for the remission of sins. God ain't figuring this thing out as He goes.
No.
And working it out and seeing how it's going to roll and how it's going to come out. God set it up that way in eternity past before the foundation of the world. He started when the foundation of the world was laid, Brother Rock. He started it out that way, and it's still that way today. It's the will of God. He said there's no remission, none. You don't have none. The man don't have none. Thus it was therefore, verse 22, it was therefore necessary. Here it is. It was therefore necessary. He said that means it had to be. That means, church, that God said it was necessary. That ain't me saying it's necessary. You said God said it's necessary. That's why it was that way, because it had to be that way. He said it was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens. Here's where all this come from. Here's where it all come from. Here's this Old Testament. This is where it come from, Sister Linda. This is exactly where it come from. He said necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with thee. Purified with what thee? The blood sacrifice. That's received of God. It was necessary that their remission and their sins, there was a purification. He talked about it earlier in this chapter. He spoke about the purification of the flesh. That's what he said. He said, verse 13, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh. That's what God said. That's what he said. He said, here's a pattern. He said, the things in heaven should be purified with these patterns. Patterns of things in the heaven. Not the real thing that's in heaven, but a pattern of it.
Yeah.
Pattern of it. He said, but should be purified with these. The these is the blood sacrifice. God required that. God had it ordained. It was after the counsel of His own will. It's a set before in eternity past, and it always has been. He said it's necessary. They had to have this blood sacrifice. There's all kinds of things that God had them sacrifice. And there was incense, and there was all sorts of sacrifice for the high. But I'm saying when the high priest went behind the veil and the blood was on that mercy seat, there's the remission.
Yes.
All the other was there. All of it was required of God because God told them there was them priests that did the service in the sanctuary in that first tabernacle. They were there. They were doing the service of God. All that was required of God, I believe, because God gave them to do it.
Right. Yes.
But that didn't remit their sins for a year.
Right.
It did. That high priest didn't go in there, Brother Robert, with that blood behind the veil and that blood placed on that person's seat. They still sinful before God, and they had no purifying of the flesh for a time. They had nothing. The blood, thank God, he had to put it on there. Why? Because that's a pattern of Christ. That's a figure. That's a shadow. The Word of God calls these shadows. He calls them here patterns. He said, but the patterns of those things in heaven is down here. Is down here. The patterns of things in heaven. You can't have one without the other. Can't have one without the other. The pattern is in heaven. The old covenant system in the Old Testament that they had was here on earth. Was given to them, enjoined unto them, but it was after the pattern that was in heaven. That's what made it received. Because it was after the things in heaven. But the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Yeah. Right. Better sacrifices than these. He said these here was by them calves and goats, Brother Todd. And it was shed blood, what God required, what God set up. It was patterned after the patterns in heaven. God was showing that and was looking to that. It was a shadow of it, not the real. He said it was purified with these blood sacrifices, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Christ, the Lamb of God. Still the blood, Brother Todd. See, it's still the blood. He's telling them that, showing them that. It's still the blood. That was enjoined unto you was blood. It was a blood sacrifice. It covered and it remitted your sins for 1 year. That was that blood. It had to be. But that was merely a pattern and a picture and a shadow of the better sacrifice, thank God. The heavenly things, he said, but the heavenly things themselves, not the pattern, but the real heavenly things. The heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. It took more than the blood of a goat and a calf because it could not cleanse you clean. It did not cleanse them clean. It's still not cleansing them clean today, Brother Todd. And Hebrews, them Jews are still following these old sacrifices. It is not cleansing them. Listen, church, this morning. You might not believe this. It's alright if you don't. It's alright. Brother Robert, they still doing it today. It ain't covering them for a year either. Not no more, because that old's done away with.
That's right.
The new has stepped in. It did for generations and for I don't know how many thousand years, but generations. Every year when they went, it covered them every time if they did exactly the way God said. And that high priest alone went in behind the veil and he put the blood on mercy and it covered them for 1 year. Now they're not covered. They're not. It's no good. In fact, we won't have quite time to get there. But later on in this book, he speaks about it in burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Sacrifice and wherefore when he cometh into the world, he says sacrifice. Notice it's talking about Christ. Wherefore when he cometh into the world, he did. He says, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but here it is, Brother Rock, but a body thou hast prepared me. That old does no covering any longer. It don't. It ain't no good. God don't receive it. He did then, but he don't now. Because why? Christ, the better, thank God, the better sacrifice has taken place. Christ, thank God, laid down his life. He sacrificed himself to God for us. That's exactly what he did. He willingly laid it down. It's a better sacrifice than these. How's that? How much more? How much more, he said in verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit, Holy Ghost, offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience, condemn works to serve the living God. That's greater sacrifice. Greater sacrifice. But the real heavenly things, Brother Todd, with better sacrifice than these. Christ, the Lamb of God, the shed blood, his blood, thank God, who is a body was prepared for him, a body as a man, just like we are. He became us, the Word of God said. Yet without sin, he died sinless, his blood, he died perfectly. And when his blood was shed, Brother Todd, when his blood was shed, thank God he did, his body was destroyed, basically. He died, thank God, his body died, his soul went to the heart of earth, he committed his spirit back to the Father, thank God, and God's still alive, thank God, while Jesus is in the tomb. He's still alive. God's still alive when Jesus is in the tomb. He's still alive. Jesus, the man, that body that was perfect, listen, he died perfectly. He died perfectly. Therefore, his blood cleanses an imperfect man. Here's a perfect sacrifice for an imperfect people. I told y'all last week, the animal couldn't do it. Jesus Christ, thank God, quickened your spirit. He saved your soul, and an animal does not have a soul. Couldn't do it. It covered it. God received it. It's just a picture. It's a shadow of the pattern of the real thing that's in heaven. Jesus had to die. He had to die. Notice this, verse 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands. He's not back there behind that veil in the tabernacle, Brother Todd, that God gave them to build, and they built it exactly the way God told them to build it. And God met them there, and that's where he met them at. He didn't meet them out there in the field or driving down the road in cars they didn't have them or riding a mule. He met with them in that tabernacle. That's where God met with them. Listen, he still meets with his people in his tabernacle, and that's you. Whose people you are. The Word of God says that you are the house of God. Ye are the house of God. Whose house ye are. He spoke about it in this book in Hebrew. Whose house ye are. There's the tabernacle of God. Now, God still, you see the pattern, Brother Todd? It's never changed. It's never changed. God met with his people in the tabernacle that he had them built. God meets with his people now in the tabernacle that he's prepared. It's never changed. God came and a body was prepared, Brother Todd, and Christ did his ministry. He did the work that the Father sent him to do in the body that he had. It's never changed. He's still doing the same thing today, sister. In the church this morning, Christ is still doing the same thing. He's doing the work of God in the body that he has. That's you. That's how he does it. He ain't doing it no other way. The pattern of God don't change, Brother Lord. It ain't that God could do it some other way, but God set up an eternal pattern and a certain eternal plan, and he don't change it. He said, I'm the Lord, I change not. I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. These things have never changed. I'm telling you, you're the body of Christ, and Christ is still accomplishing the work that the Father gave him to do. That's the will of God. He's still accomplishing it in and through his body. It's just not that body that was prepared for him that he walked on this earth. But it's a greater body, Brother Robert. It's a greater body. It's a greater body. It's the body that the Father gave him. That he died. He purchased, thank God, on Calvary. When he died on Calvary, listen, he bought you right there. Paid for you. He is sealed. It was before the iron fed, though, that we're talking about the very act of Christ dying on Calvary. He shed his life blood for his. That's what he said. He obtained eternal redemption for us.
He didn't obtain it for himself, Brother Robert. He is eternal redemption. That's who he is. He said he obtained it for us. Notice this. He said he's not entered into the holy place made with hands. That veil went in flame. Christ did that when he died on Calvary. It's no longer there, thank God. He's in the holy, holy. We have access. We don't have to wait upon a high priest because we have the high priest. He's there. He's always there. He's not going there once a year. He's there, thank God, right now. He said, which are the figures of the true that entered in the holy place, made with hands. It's in that tabernacle, that's in the Holy of Holies, that's in the end of that second, in behind the veil. He said it's a figure, only was a figure of the truth. That's all it was. I'm telling you, it ain't no good today. He said, but into heaven itself, that's where he's at. That's where he entered in. That's where he entered in right now. He said, for Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands. Notice this, I think chapter 6, we've done sense up about it. I think it's verse 19 and verse 20. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, here it is, whither the forerunner of Christ is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. That's where he's at. That's where he's at. He's there now, thank God. He's there. He said here in the Word of God, he said, a figures of the true, but in the heaven itself now. He's entered in, but in the heaven itself now. Now listen, church, this morning. Every time you read Hebrews chapter 9, in verse 24, it's always going to say now. He's there now. Brother Todd, tomorrow he'll be there now. Next week he'll be there now. 100 years from now, if the world stands and Jesus hadn't come back yet, he'll be there now. That's where he's at. He said now, notice this, to appear, look this, he's there now. He's into that holy place, not made with hands. There's no veil there any longer. He's there. Thank God. He's entered in there now. Notice this, to appear. Why is he there? To appear in the presence of God. That's why he went there, Brother Hatch. To appear in the presence of God.
Yes.
That's why he's there. That's why he's entered into the holy place. That's not made with hands. That's not a figure of the truth. That old tabernacle was a figure. This is the truth, Brother Todd. This is in the Holy of Holies. This is around at the throne of God. That's where he's at right now. Right now. He's entered there to appear right now. He's there now. He entered now. He's telling him to appear in the presence of God. Now what did he say to the Hebrews? For us. That's why he's there. For us. He obtained the eternal redemption for us. He entered into the holy place, not made with hands, it's just a figure, but in the heaven itself, he's there now to appear in the presence of God for us. How, Brother Hyde, how, church this morning, how could you lean upon anything but him? And when I've depended in him and on him this morning, church, how, if the only perfect there is appearing before God for me, Brother Robert, how could I be anything but perfect? How could I be anything but justified? How could you be anything, church, but cleansed? He's telling these Hebrews, and he's getting, again, I'll say, he's definitely in speaking of and lending to future days concerning them also. But he said he's there now. He's now to appear in the presence of God for us. That's present tense. Every time you read it. Now, Brother Robert, don't mean anything but now. That means the very second that now comes off your lips, it meant right then. And it rings now, Sister Linda. And 30 minutes from now, it'll mean now. He's there, thank God. He's there to appear in the presence of God for us. I don't know how anybody could think that they could or would need to add anything to what Christ has done. I'm not there to appear for any of y'all. I ain't there to appear for myself. Right. Wouldn't do me no good if I was, brother. Guilty, right. Sinful, condemned without God,
yes.
Destined to hell.
Yeah.
But Christ.
Yes, that's right.
But Christ.
Amen.
And if, listen, if you was there appearing before God in the presence of God for me, I'd be in the same sad shape. And if I was there appearing before in the presence of God for you, you'd be in the same sad shape. You all got a damn it blood just like I got, and it ain't no good. But that's not what's presented to God on the mercy seat. It ain't the blood of Adam, it's the blood of Christ. It's the blood of God. He did it for us, Brother Robert. He's there, thank God, in the presence of God. Notice this, nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. There's the key. Again, here's a shadow. Here's a type. Here's a pattern. Here's looking not the real, but looking to the real. It's presenting the real. It's representing. It's a picture of it. Brother Hatton, I can say that. It's not the real, but it was a picture of the real. Just a picture of it. But it was enjoined to them. He said, nor yet that he should offer himself off. He's not going to offer himself again. He did one time. That's it. That's just finished. That's why he said it's finished, Brother Robert. He cried out on Calvary before he gave up the ghost. The Son of God was still some life in him, if I put it that way, enough to say it is finished. It's finalized. It's done. It's done. He's not going to do anything else. God ain't doing anything else for the sacrifice of sin. There is no other cleansing. There's nothing else that can be done. Christ died. He's not going again. Thank God. He said, I'm feeling heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. That's Christ the Lamb of God. Much greater than the calf or goat. God bless you for hearing.